Evidently, these analogies of travel, well, it's an interesting point. Everybody wants to go someplace, have a great time, and come back home. But there's a bit more to it. Where is home? The home that will never cease, the home that will bring all joy. Our Lord uses as a word the interest in travel. Travel is a way of pointing out there are two kinds of travel. One simply within this world. Great span, new highways, the latest in the automotive art, and trains and airplanes and what have you. And our Lord does that as the broad way, the easy way, the way, as it were, which seems to go every place except the one place necessary. And that is, as it were, the road to heaven. Through that gate, the only gate that allows us, as it were, to pass from this world to the everlasting joys of heaven. And now, as it were, the two ways of approaching travel, clearly, as it were, indicated to us in these metaphors that are used here in the 13th chapter of St. Luke. If you look at the Sermon on the Mount, the 7th chapter in St. Matthew's Gospel, you see a bit more complete version of the analogy that our Lord is using. It's not only firm gate, it's a broad road. That's why we never find the one gate that makes a difference. It's not that we can't all pass through, but we have to, as it were, have verified certain conditions. We have to be, as it were, small enough to fit in. You can't drive a Cadillac or Rolls Royce or something like that crashing through the doors of this particular kind of gate. You have to have, as it were, not materially speaking, we're not talking about if somebody's only 100 pounds and the other person comes along, he's 300, there won't be a problem. Those problems don't exist for heaven. The problem is as that of thinking in a certain way, of thinking only in terms of the broad spaces which bring so much pleasure. One little thing, the pleasure stops at night. Everybody, as it were, goes home from the pub right away. That's the end of the joys. And you have to start all over again, if you can. But here, as it were, there were the broad roads that are traversed, symbolizing, as it were, all the pleasures of this life come first. That's what our Lord refers to here. I don't know you. You came and, as it were, sat down with me, but it's only have a few drinks. After that, as it were, you went someplace else, as it were, and enjoyed something more. You forgot all about me. I don't know you. On the other hand, as it were, it is quite possible by not indulging all the broad ways in this world that can be so titling when at the moment for a little while. Another kind of travel. What is it that we don't find in our travels? The gate to heaven. Let alone not find it, not even desire it. In the Sermon on the Mount, it is precisely by detaching ourselves from this search, of everlasting search of the material joys of this world, and seek as were to find Jesus, where he is, how he passed from this world to the next. We're talking about the mystery of the cross. If we once do that, you will find Jesus. It's very easy to find the right road. It's close enough. Why are we blinded? Because we are too much preoccupied with the things of this world and unwilling to give them up. We have to be willing, as it were, to put all these things behind us, to deny ourselves and walk faithfully in the footsteps of Jesus. And we will come very close. To that gate that opens into the stupendous joys, everlasting joys of the communion of saints. That's the first great point that our Lord wants us to take note of not being blind. Think of Saint Augustine. He knew what the truth was for years before he actually was baptized and finally fulfilled his mother's wishes, Saint Monica. The one thing he couldn't bring himself to do for so long was to be humble. That's what our Lord is asking us. use a humble means of transportation, and you will get to heaven quick. Good. If you depend on all the fancy newest state-of-the-art modes of transport, you get no place. You end up where you started, and wonder if there is anything to gain. Wonder if there is someone absolutely the same in all of us that we must search for first to become holy, to become saints. No, we're not identical twins, but each of us must strive as we're to the best of our ability to be holy like Jesus. He became, in a sense, in a very profound sense, holy. Not that he was a sinner, but he became holy in a way in which we can imitate him and arrive in heaven. So that is the first thing we want to read. We can find the place we want to go, and we can want to go there together if we take the blinders off. That means, as it were, that we need, as it were, to be humble, to be baptized, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, to practice the virtue, to deny ourselves, else to forget our own particular joys in this world, and help others to come close to Jesus. That's the first point that our Lord wants. I hinted at the second one, on unless we're humble, unless we want to, as it were, always be with Jesus, and not simply use Jesus as a means to get ahead in this world. Why, I'll be a millionaire walking in his footsteps. No, you won't. You'll be with everything perhaps, except the thing that will, as it were, seemingly save you from any kind of suffering. But when we suffer, when we share the sufferings of Jesus, that's quite a different matter. We have to learn to realize, how can we do that best? This is where Our Lady comes in. The mother of all our graces. If we learn, as it were, to imitate her humility, or her willingness, as it were, to help her neighbor, the willingness to help all those who have become her children, and to want, as it were, to bring to become her children those who have not yet known her. There is a secret of all the great saints. There was a secret of Saint Monica, the mother of Saint Augustine, that he finally woke up, and he all of a sudden realized who his mother was, in a certain sense, an extension, the Mother of God. And that is exactly what has given to us when we proceed in this fashion to the door that enters into heaven. When we are baptized, in a certain sense, and we are already there. We are still here, but already there. And we realize what St. Peter said to our Lord when he said to him at the end of the sermon on the Eucharist at Capernaum, are you going to leave too? As all his disciples were leaving, oh, they couldn't adopt this silly talk about eating the God's flesh, etc. So Peter's reply was one of the most beautiful responses that were ever made. Lord, to whom can we turn? To whom can we go? What is the end of simply enjoying the things of this world, of doing what we please, of tricking people into helping us and supporting us, and all the other things that are going on today? It's simply the anticipation of what's going to happen in hell for all eternity. It's not necessary to go to hell. It's much easier. Is it to recognize, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life. What does it matter if I have this suffering or that suffering? What does it matter if I have to help so-and-so rather than enjoy myself? All that counts is that at the end of all this, I will be with the Lord, with all of the other saints in heaven. And indeed, I am already partly with him, enjoying him. Thou hast, we believe and we are convinced that you are the Son of God. This is an anticipation of confessing what we have whenever we receive our Lord worthily in Holy Communion. So let us ask Our Lady to help us to find the right road, the only road that leads to the gate that opens on heaven. Narrow on one side, but what it opens to, as it were, as we pass through, and it doesn't matter how big a person you are physically, you can pass through. It's still a narrow gate. It requires, as it were, the willing acceptance of certain conditions. It's a joy to accept those conditions. It's a joy, as it were, or to find ourselves like Jesus in the hands of our Lady, and able, as it were, to walk faithfully in his footsteps, and rejoice with all the saints, and beginning with the apostles, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of everlasting life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.